Blind Quartet, March 25th, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's educational, it's Blind Cool Tech. And now, here's your host, Larry Skutkan.
We are about to have breakfast with Mark and his dad. And is Matt going to join us, you say?
I think so.
Okay. And
yeah.
His brother, Matt, Mark McKay. And he's got, I can't talk. I was talking with Jeff and Daryl last night.
If you'd like to see it.
Y'all going?
Yeah.
All right, I'm right behind.
You want an arm or something?
Yeah, might as well.
We're training here.
I'll let Jake do one side and you do the other. It is, I'm amazed that it's not that crowded in here.
Yeah, it isn't.
Last night we came through the lobby about 9 o'clock and it was dead.
Yeah, it wasn't very tight last night. Yeah, we got the kid.
Doing it okay?
Alrighty, thanks.
Okay, sorry, this is it. Good job.
Alright, thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking with Jeff Bishop and Daryl. It turns out they're in the room right next to me.
Oh, yeah?
And I was telling them, I think this is the product of the show. I really do. And they hadn't even seen it.
Well.
So I imagine you'll be seeing them this morning. But I guess we should, I've been teasing people about this for a couple of days. I guess I kind of told people what it was. Do you want to talk about it? Introduce it?
So we have demonstrated for the first time here at CSUN the LevelStar Icon. It's a it's basically a new kind of note taker.
Me too.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
All right. My name is Rosie, and I'll be your server. And we also have the buffet. You can order off the menu.
Okay.
Real menu,
yeah.
You have one right there.
Ah, right.
Uh-huh. Well, we need two.
I don't need a menu. I pretty well know what I want.
So yeah, the LevelStar Icon is a new kind of note taker. I'm a blind guy, and I've been a student in college, and I've sat in an office, and what I wanted to design is a note taker that I would actually use. And so the note taker is a two-part design, and the small part is something that you could fit in your pocket. It's roughly 3 by 5 inches by 0.9 inches thick, and it has a 20 gigabyte hard drive, so you have tons of storage, has thousands of songs, or thousands of Bookshare books.
Yeah, many thousands of Bookshare books.
Yeah.
Probably the whole Bookshare collection.
Menu.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right.
It's got built-in Wi-Fi, so you can connect to the internet. Built-in Bluetooth, so you can use like a wireless headset or something like that. Has a built-in 256 megabyte flash disk, and as well as a mini SD slot, so your storage options are covered. It has little stereo speakers on it, as well as all your standard jacks. So you've got a standard headphone jack that you plug in, walk-in style, or noise-canceling headphones, as well as like a cell phone headset jack, so you can plug in cell phone style headset.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, you'll like this, an external stereo mic jack. So if you like the podcast, hopefully it'll be your solution.
Awesome.
And
so, so you'll actually know when you're recording? I can't imagine that. Sorry.
It's interesting. I was telling you the other day that I've been a Blind Cool Tech listener for a long time, and you guys were talking about the ideal recorder and how you thought it'd be really cool to have a vibrator motor inside so you could, give tactile indications for levels and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We have one. So
awesome.
I'm excited to be able to.
What a great announcement.
Play with that.
Oh, I cannot wait to see that.
So we, and that little handheld device docks into a keyboard that's roughly 7 by 12 by 1.5 inches thick at the thickest point.
And
that keyboard is designed so that when you're sitting in class taking notes or when you are sitting in your office, you have a very comfortable ergonomic way to enter data and do word processing.
Very comfortable keyboard, yeah.
So that's the idea, and we're real excited about it.
Now, there's a couple things on the little part itself that are really interesting and unique about this thing. First of all, you've got another piece to listen in the top of it for private listening.
So there's an earpiece on the top, kind of like you'd find on a cell phone, so that you have a private way to listen. And one of the things I find kind of difficult is, you know, you're out and about, you want to look up an address, and you don't want the whole room to know.
Yeah.
And so there's a private way, and that'll actually, that's sort of lays the groundwork for a quad-band GSM cell phone upgrade that we're planning, hopefully by the end of this year.
Is that right? Now, can you tell us about the keypad a little bit?
I'm going to pull mine out so that I don't make some mistake. I mean, I think I remember how it works. So we have, I tried to keep the keypad layout simple, but yet very, very functional. We have...
Okay, Mark just handed it to me. Or no, Mike did. Okay, all right.
We have multiple, we have a couple here.
This needs to be a video cast at this point, doesn't it? And just for people, for comparison, it's just a tad bigger than a book port. I mean, not much.
So I guess probably the easiest place to start, Larry, would be just sort of at the bottom you have a telephone-style keypad. And I would say the keys are reasonably good size.
Yeah.
They're easy to find and that sort of thing. Right above the keypad on the left is kind of a... how would you describe that shape?
It's a square with a circle cut out of it on the side?
Yeah, kind of a half circle.
Yeah.
On the left, that's the OK button.
OK.
In the center
are
there...
Gentlemen,
I think we're ready. All right. I guess we hadn't really been reading the menu too much. Are you ready, Mark? I guess we should just...
I think I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Is that Nola?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the yogurt.
Parfait.
Do you have a, can I just order fruit? Like fruit and juice? Uh-huh.
Fruit and orange juice?
Yeah. Did you finally get to eat yesterday, Matt?
I did.
Fantastic. How about you? I'll bet you were hungry by the time we got back. You know, and I thought on the way back, man, we should have brought him a burger at least.
I got out of the
beach. Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. It'd be nice to get away from there. We should introduce people on Blind Cool Tech. This is Mark's brother, Matt, and you're, this would be a good time to talk about, it's kind of interesting because you guys are a family business, and Mark, you started this about a year and a half ago, and Matt, I guess, is the business person in the deal, and Mike, Dad, is the financial person, I guess, huh? All right, and the advisor? And
I'm on call.
Just everything.
I get lots of phone calls.
So this is remarkable what you guys have been able to accomplish in a year and a half. And what, do you want to talk any more about the company part of it? And we'll get back to the keypad in just a sec. You know how we wander around.
Oh, yeah, this is
Well, I can a little bit. Mark and Matt got together about 2 years ago and talked about doing this, making a new product. They came to me and we talked about it for several months, actually. And in October of 2004, we decided to go ahead and do this business. And Mark started full-time then, writing software. which is Mark's forte. So he's writing most of the software for this project.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
Ready for breakfast?
Oh yeah.
Oh, she took your order? Okay, mm-hmm. I'll take your menu for you.
We're set.
Okay. Thank you.
That's good to hear. That's work for me.
I'll be around. So, well, Mark started in October of 2004, and then Matt started full-time in January of 2005.
Okay.
Putting the business together. We have one other programmer working for us now, writing software. Located in Louisville, Colorado.
Louisville, not Louisville.
That separates it from Kentucky. That's the Yankee way to explain it. And we're up and running and really excited about the product.
And your target day for this product is July, I understand.
Yeah, we hope to announce pricing in June and have product this July.
But we can assure people on pricing. I mean, I know you can't get specific, but we're not talking any $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 for this thing, are we?
No, our goal is to be very competitive.
Okay.
We want a product that's state-of-the-art technology and very competitive.
Yeah. And speaking of state-of-the-art technology, we got to get to that after we get through this keypad. The only thing is, with these breakfast talks, you don't get to eat.
Well, that's the advantage of having three of us. You can
that's
one of us
true.
Can eat while the other two talk.
Play tag.
Yeah.
So right above the keypad on the left side is the OK button, and then
in the center. In the center, the
oh, take your time, Mark.
In the center, we have the menu key, which gives you access to the menus for a given application. And so when you're inside an application, that's how you get to the menus.
Okay.
And then on the right is a key that's sort of the opposite shape of the OK button, which is the cancel button.
Okay.
Right above those three keys in the middle is kind of a diamond-shaped key with a bump in the middle, and that's a directional pad. You have up, down, left, right, and then inside of it, you know, select button.
Okay.
On the left of that is sort of a smaller rectangular button, which is the status or info key. The plan for it is that if you push that, it'll repeat the last thing spoken. If you hold it in, it'll give you access to a status menu, so for things like the clock, the battery level,
okay,
that sort of thing. And then on the right is the help key. This is context-sensitive help from anywhere. Unfortunately, it's not loaded on these right now. I forgot. And that key is also, not only is it context-sensitive, but it's dock-sensitive.
Oh.
So you get different help depending on whether you're docked into a QWERTY keyboard, and we're also going to offer a Braille keyboard version of the dock. So you get, and it's also different if it's just a standalone unit.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very top, on the left, there's a small round button, and on the right, there's a small round button. Those will be programmable launch buttons. So you can, for example, say, I want the left one to launch my media player, and I want the right one to launch the cell phone or whatever. And then in the middle is the applications key, which takes you from anywhere, takes you all the way back to the list of applications.
Oh, the main menu. And then on the left side, you've got, I notice, a nice volume knob that's available anytime.
Yeah.
I was looking at another unnamed note taker yesterday, and you had to go to the little icon in the system tray to turn it down. That would be a little inconvenient, I think. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's great. And below that is a switch that toggles between the earpiece and the stereo speakers. And right now it toggles between, it turns on the headphones, but that'll actually, those are switching jacks, so you plug in a headset, it'll automatically do that.
Okay.
And then below that on the bottom on the side is a voice recorder button.
So you just press it and it records, or you hold it in?
Or
I guess you can do it however you want.
Basically, the way it works right now is you hold it in, kind of too long, we're working on that.
Oh, you know what? I just can't hear it is what's wrong.
Let's see. Maybe
I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'll do mine.
I guess we should have picked a quieter room. I was talking with Yanina yesterday. I couldn't hear her cell phone either.
Yeah, so I held it in. Now mine's actually recording. And it locks it, so you can release the button and talk and blah, blah, blah. And then when you're done, you push the cancel button, which saves it. And then it's saved. That's the sort of quick and dirty way to make a recording. That names the file based on the current date.
Okay.
You can also go in if you want to actually name it yourself and decide what quality the recording should be. You can actually go to the recorder and you can say new recording, and then I can enter a name here. Or I can just, you know, pick the default, and then at the bottom here we have. So
okay,
this is where I can use the left and right arrows to select.
Nice.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then when I'm ready, I push OK and it starts to record.
And with 20 gigs, you got a little room to record with, don't you? And can you talk about let's talk about, this is running Linux.
Yes. The thing that I really like about Linux in designing a product is it gives us the flexibility and control we need to make the best product that we can. You know, because as a product manufacturer, we have source code to everything in the system, including the operating system. So if something isn't working the way we need to, we have the ability to change it. That's really great. It also means that there's tons and tons of open source software, and that means that we'll be able to run at least some of that.
Now, for right now, you've pretty much designed all the software that's running on this just to be really user-friendly and have a consistent interface. You know what? I guess I've really thought we could do a demo, but it's too noisy in here. We'll have to... I'll come by your booth, hopefully, before it gets crowded, and we'll hook it up to the speakers and do it, if that's our idea. Yeah, because this is really, really impressive. And so the applications you've got on the main menu that you'll be shipping with it are internet, email, word processing.
Email. We've got the address book, calculator, the internet menu, which gives you email, podcaster, a podcast client, and a web browser. The library menu gives you a program that's called the Bookshelf, which basically catalogs and organizes all of your Bookshare books. It gives you an internet book search program that will let you basically search the Bookshare collection and automatically downloads and unpacks onto your hard drive. So it's basically very simple. It's a one-step process. You can say, okay, I want to search for J.K. Rowling, and you'll get a list of all her books. You click on Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and 30 seconds later, it's on your hard drive.
Nice.
And then we also have an application called Newsstand that I'm really excited about that lets you subscribe to Bookshare periodicals as if they were podcasts.
Is that right?
You can say, I want to subscribe to the New York Times, USA Today, and Wall Street Journal. And every morning before you get on the bus, click a button, and it'll download all the latest editions, and then while you're sitting on the bus, you can read the morning paper in DAISY format, thanks to Bookshare and NFB Newsline. And you can obviously skim through my articles and sections and that sort of thing.
That is a dream come true, you know? It's not to have to fiddle with it for 15 minutes. Well, not 15 minutes. The fruit right here. Thank you.
Maybe I'll fill up your coffee here.
Alrighty, appreciate that.
so there's a planner, so you get a calendar, and then what else? voice recorder. We have a journal application too, which is still kind of in its early stages, but at the very least, at the moment, it allows you to keep your own personal journal. So it gives you a calendar view, and then you can make entries for a given day, and then our developers work on a live journal plugin.
Oh, nice. That is amazing. And so it'll be field upgradable, of course, because it's really just, I mean, it's... if the user wants to, can they get to the command line on this thing? To the,
yes,
like the prompt?
We have a shell is planned. It's not implemented at the moment, but yeah, we are planning to have a shell. So for the advanced user, if you want to go to a Linux prompt and do fun things, you can.
All right. And, I mean, basically then you've got the whole computer at your disposal, right?
Right.
Amazing, Mark. Amazing. I guess we should point out, too, that for you old-timers out there, if you remember back in the days of the Braille and Speak, Mark is the guy that wrote the graphing calculator for that back when... did you say you were a freshman in college? Or
I was a freshman in college.
Yeah. So that's...
I also did Simon. That was actually a surprising thing. Dean emailed me one day and said, oh, we need a Simon game. That turned out to be, he said, one of the most popular programs they had.
I'll be darned.
Just a simple little
yeah.
game.
So, Matt, what were you doing before you came on board with Level Star?
Doing title insurance.
Title insurance?
Yes.
I'll be darned. Yeah. But your dad was saying you went to school for business administration?
I did, in Durango, Colorado, Fort Lewis College.
Oh, okay.
It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. There's do you know Marlena Lieberg? I just heard her over there at that table. I heard last night, you know, that Humanware party that Stevie Wonder showed up over
wow.
there. Yeah. That just reminded me because they were talking about she was singing. I wish I'd have been to that one. I ordered a bowl of fruit and I wasn't expecting this little bitty thing because I've been getting it off the bar over there and it's this huge bowl. Big watermelon chunks and strawberries. Now I know. So let's see, what else can you tell us about the icon? Or, you know what I was wondering about? Level Star. Where's that name come from?
You know what? I think naming a company in this day and age is the hardest one. One of the hardest things that we had to do, kind of the idea was leveling the playing field. So I sort of worked from there and tried to come up with a name that for which there was a domain available.
Well, that's a good way to choose one, huh? To level the playing field wasn't available, I take it. And then what about the name Icon for it? This sounds like a good story.
About the same story. We had a hard time with coming up with a name there, too. That was available and hadn't already been trademarked.
Yeah. It is tough. We used to go through all kind of name committees and stuff for our products.
You know, every incantation of note and braille and QWERTY and... That stuff is taken and sounds similar to other things.
So. Well, that is really an impressive piece of work there. So, I mean, there's no doubt you could have this thing with you in your pocket at all times. And your data entry on the small device itself is going to be like a telephone, I understand.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much a telephone-style keypad and then the voice recorder if you need something.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Okay. And what about turning this thing on and off? Does it boot up quickly?
So, eventually... The boot up times right now, these are kind of early prototypes. The boot up times now, I would guess, are 45 seconds. But when in production, basically, you will most of the time just be sleeping.
Right.
So it'll be pretty much just at all. The only time you'll have to reboot it is if you need to reset it for whatever reason.
Yeah. And what kind of battery life are you expecting to get out of it?
I don't want to say because I'll be wrong. These are early prototypes. We're still working on some of those issues. If I gave you a low number, then you'd be disappointed. If I gave you a high number, then I wouldn't meet it, and you'd be disappointed. So I think I'll wait.
Good move. But we could safely say that under normal use, you could pretty well use it all day confidently, right? That is amazing.
Also has a removable battery pack, so you can have an additional battery.
Oh, good point. And you guys will sell the accessories, the battery packs? And
yes.
Are you planning on setting up a network of dealers? Or I guess it's too early to talk about all that, isn't it?
At this point, we haven't totally pinned down our distribution.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, I consider this thing to be the product of the show, and it's. I just wish y'all had a little more exposure back there. I mean, it is nice and quiet to get some serious talking done, but people just don't go back there in that back room.
We'll try to get in the main hall next year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We were stuck back over at the other hotel for a couple of years before we ever got in here. So is this y'all's first time? This is first of any booth you've done, any exhibit for this product?
I worked the Sun booth a few times when I was at Sun. First time doing our own.
Yeah, it's
first time anyone's seen our product. This is our launching for the product.
Well, congratulations. I think you got yourselves a winner there. You guys heading back today?
Tonight, yeah.
Flying?
Leave about 7 o'clock tonight.
That's probably not too bad a flight to Denver. A couple
a little
hours.
A little over 2 hours, I think.
And you head up?
I think my flight's at 4. I don't get home till after midnight our time. But of course, we're losing 3 hours.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, those flights don't bother me. That's my opportunity for a good nap. Especially after this week. Whoa.
We're going to crash for 2 days.
I'll bet.
This is our first time at this show, or my first time. How is the attendance? Is it up or down?
You know, I have not heard at all. I bet it's been going up every year, though. I'd be surprised if it went down. Did you guys go to that keynote Wednesday morning? It was pretty packed in there.
I think Dad and Matt were setting up the booth, and I was...
Writing software.
You were writing software, and we were scrambling to get our booth set up.
Man, I'll never forget those days. out there, like right before the booth opens or right before a presentation, trying to fix a bug. I've made myself swear 1,000 times I'd never change any code, you know, 24 hours.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And you can't blame anybody but yourself.
Yeah. I think the equivalent of the blue screen of death on these products is silence.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Booth's open at 9 this morning?
Yeah, 9 or 9:30?
9 this morning. 9 to 1.
Well, I'll try to run by there early to get the audio of this. So we can demonstrate it a little more. Can you demonstrate the... No, we don't have Wi-Fi down there, do we? I was thinking about the internet. I mean, the Bookshare periodical. That is such an awesome feature.
I'll send you an audio now.
Hey, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Beautiful. And I guess the Blind Cool Tech listeners ought to know that you did the demo for Yanina on the...
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people and issues with Larry Skupkon. To contact Blind Cool Tech, leave a comment on the audio line at 206-984-9203. Email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com or visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com.
I see why he's such a neat guy. He comes from a good family there. That's awesome. I love to see a family business like that.